And an exhibition at the Blanton Museum of Art in Austin, Texas, contains more than a dozen maps from 16th century Mexico drawn by indigenous mapmakers. They show a different sense of space than their European conquerors understood. And as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, the maps suggest that the many indigenous groups in Mexico were more than just helpless victims of Spanish genocide.
The University of Texas has one of the earliest and largest collections of Mexican and Latin American art and documents in the world, more than 300,000 pieces.
This is Culhuacan.
The Blanton Museum's Penny Snyder.
The figure in the middle is an altepetl, which means community. It's translated as city-state.
Although nearly 440 years old, these 19 maps, mostly drawn by indigenous mapmakers, are in spectacular condition. They're not drawn to scale. Instead, they're deeply utilitarian. For example, in the map of Culhuacan, the rivers run straight, with tiny arrows in the middle showing which way they flow. The pathways curve like snakes with footprints or hoof prints, indicating whether they must be walked or can be ridden.
This was the first museum in the country to have a dedicated curator to Latin American art.
Simone Wicha is the director of the Blanton Museum of Art.
The interest in Latin America was longstanding because Texas history is Mexican history and vice versa.
In 1577, King Philip II of Spain wanted to know who exactly he was ruling and where in his vast kingdom they were. His viceroy in what was then called New Spain had little idea, so he asked the indigenous groups in what is now Mexico to draw the maps. The Blanton Museum's Carlotta Stankiewicz takes me to where they're displayed.
Here we have our paper vault. Works on paper are delicate, so we're only allowed to put them on display for 9 months out of 10 years.
The star of the show is a large, colorful map about 5 square feet of the city of Tezcuaco. It's a globe of rivers and pathways, Spanish Catholic churches and forests. On the left side is a listing of the indigenous dynastic rulers. This map is an announcement of place and people, the makers perhaps harboring a sense of foreboding that the document they were drawing would long outlive the memory of their people.
The indigenous ways were very much alive throughout the colonial period, but more specifically at the end of the 16th century. And I think that's a very important thing to stress, you know, to think that the conquest didn't mean a complete destruction of that splendor.
Rosario Granados curated this exhibition. She says the maps are a remarkable blend of indigenous and Spanish culture at a moment when Spain ruled but hadn't yet eradicated. So while there are paths, rivers, mountains, and forests, there are also the square grids of Spanish towns with the Catholic Church displayed prominently at the center of the large plazas. Many of the maps have a depiction of the sun on each side, orienting the traveler with the fireball arcing east to west. Granados says the indigenous maps and the Spanish maps exhibited here carry the strong imprint of each other's cultures. 80 years after Hernan Cortez first waded ashore in 1519, 500 years ago this past March.
The question of how a handful of men conquered both the Aztec and the Inca has been always surprising. And I think we really need to consider that question and reframe it in many different ways.
While the answer to that question may be guns, germs, and steel, Rosario Granados says that for generations, the Spanish and indigenous cultures existed together, first side by side and later one inside the other. She says the maps demonstrate that the indigenous groups that lived in Mexico were more than just fodder for genocide.
We need to stop thinking that the conquest was the worst thing that ever happened to these local people. No, it was a time of destruction, there is no doubt. But after that, something else happened, and it's the hybridization that happened afterwards that for me is very important.
Granado says the collision of values and people slowly but inevitably gave birth to a distinctive new world culture, one that would branch off and become separate from its Spanish and indigenous roots. It's a process that continues to this moment. Maps show us not only what is where and how to get there, but also who we were and perhaps who we're going to be. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Austin.